You know that feeling when you're at a dinner party, maybe a bit late in the evening, and someone asks what you do for a living?
Oh, I know this one.
And you try to explain it. You really do, but you just watch their eyes glaze over.
The dreaded elevator pitch problem. It's the moment the soul just, you know, leaves the body.
Exactly. Now imagine that, but scale it way up. You aren't just one person at a party, you're an entire business. And you're not selling, like, artisanal coffee.
No.
You are selling complex, totally invisible financial infrastructure. You're selling trust and settlement layers and compliance.
And you have to explain all of those complex layers to thousands of people at once in maybe five different languages across six different social platforms while your competitors are yelling just as loudly.
That is the headache we are looking at today. It's what we call content saturation. Every business knows they need to be a media company. You know, the blog, the LinkedIn videos, the podcast, the tweets. But unless you have a 50-person marketing team.
And a Hollywood-level budget to go with it.
Right. The math just doesn't work.
It's an economics problem, really. The shelf space for content is infinite. You can post on TikTok every 5 seconds if you want, but your time and your budget are very, very finite.
So for this deep dive, we're doing something a little different. We're running a simulation. We've pulled the documentation for two very different companies.
Okay.
One is a real-world fintech called Alternative Payments. The other is a new infrastructure tool called Auto Content API.
And our mission, I take it, is to see what happens when we smash them in together.
That's it. Can we build a growth strategy where a complex B2B company can actually dominate their market using this kind of automated content infrastructure?
I like it. Let's dig in.
Let's start with our guinea pig, Alternative Payments. I spent some time going through their site, and honestly, it is heavy stuff. This isn't Venmo.
No, it is not. Alternative Payments is it's a pure B2B infrastructure play. Their core pitch is helping merchants, so think big e-commerce stores, SaaS platform,
Digital services, that kind of thing.
exactly, helping them accept local payment methods all over the world.
So it's about getting away from the tyranny of just Visa and MasterCard.
In a way, yes. If you're selling software to a company in Germany, your customers probably want to pay with something called SEPA Direct Debit. If you're in Brazil, they want Pix.
Right, ideal in the Netherlands.
You got it. These are all local bank transfer methods, and Alternative Payments aggregates all of that into one single contract and one integration.
Which is a massive value add. I mean, who wants to sign 40 different contracts with 40 different banks just to sell a t-shirt?
Nobody. But this brings us to the first major hurdle in our strategy: trust.
Right.
It's the fintech paradox. To get a sale, you need incredibly high trust because you are handling people's money. You are touching their revenue stream.
Of course.
But to get that trust, you need to educate them on how your system works. You have to prove you're secure. And explaining open banking APIs or fraud detection algorithms, well,
It's dry. Point. Let's just be honest. It's the vegetable of the content world.
it can be, and that's where the production bottleneck just kills you. A company like Alternative Payments, they usually rely on white papers, long, dense PDFs that explain all the technical
Which
specs
they're cheap to write.
because they're safe, they're precise. But here is the reality. The decision makers, the CTOs and CFOs at these big merchants, they're human
They
beings.
have commutes, they walk their dogs.
They scroll TikTok, they listen to Spotify, they want to consume information through audio and video just like everyone else. But for a B2B company, making a high-quality video that explains, I don't know, cross-border settlement times is incredibly expensive.
I actually looked up some industry rates for this just to set the stage. To produce a broadcast-ready podcast episode, not just two people chatting on Zoom with bad mics, but you know, high production value,
It works.
you're looking at anywhere from $500 to maybe $15,000 per episode.
Easily, if you want it to sound like NPR, you pay NPR prices.
And a professional explainer video, $3,000 minimum.
So the result is just silence. They don't produce the content because they can't justify the ROI on a per unit basis. They get stuck in this scarcity mindset.
We can only afford one video this quarter, so it better be perfect.
Exactly. And because they try to make it perfect, it takes 3 months to ship. And by then, the market has already moved on.
Okay, so enter player two, Auto Content API. Now, when I first looked at this, I thought, okay, another AI writing tool. We've seen a million of these.
Right, just another wrapper app.
But the documentation suggests it's different. They call themselves headless content infrastructure. Can you break down what that actually means for us non-developers?
Sure. Think of tools like ChatGPT or Google's Notebook LM. Those are destinations. You go to their website, you type in a box, you play around. It's a tool for a human to use.
Got it.
Headless means there is no front-end interface to play with. It's all code. It's plumbing. You integrate it into your existing systems.
So you don't log in to Auto Content API?
No. You send it a signal. You feed it a URL or a PDF or just a raw text via an API call, and it returns a finished media asset. It's designed for scale, not for one-off experiments. It's meant to run in the background, like electricity.
Okay, so let's build this strategy.
Yeah.
We have alternative payments. They have a website full of technical documentation about SEPA Eurodebit. It's accurate, but it's a wall of text.
Mm-hmm.
How does the API-first workflow change this?
So in the old world, a marketing manager would read that page, write a script, hire a voice actor, hire an editor, go through 3 rounds of revisions, and 2 weeks later, you have a podcast episode.
And $5,000 less in the bank.
Right. In the auto content scenario, we set up an automation. The moment that SEPA Eurodebit page is updated on the website or a new blog post goes live, the API triggers. It ingests the text. It uses what they call a transformation engine to restructure the information.
So it's not just reading it out loud.
No, it identifies the key hooks, the listener benefits, and it defines the complex terminology in simple terms.
And what comes out the other end?
A whole suite of assets. Simultaneously, you get a two-host audio conversation, like this one, debating the pros and cons of SEPA versus credit cards. You get a vertical video summary for LinkedIn. You get an explainer video for the product page, all generated programmatically.
I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all heard AI voices. They usually sound like a GPS navigating you to a Taco Bell. Is a fintech company really going to stake their brand on that?
Right.
Trust is their whole product. If the voice glitches, the trust is gone.
That's the skepticism you should have. And 2 years ago, I would have agreed with you. But the tech has moved so fast. We are not talking about 2022 text-to-speech anymore. The reviews for Auto Content API specifically mention something called prosodic variation.
Prosodic variation. That sounds very technical.
It just means the rhythm of speech. It means the voices hesitate, they breathe, they might interrupt each other. They vary their pitch to show excitement or, you know, skepticism. For a listener, it passes the background test, meaning if you're listening while driving or doing dishes, it just sounds like two industry experts chatting. It doesn't trigger that uncanny valley feeling.
Okay, assuming the quality holds up, the economics are the real disruptor here. What are we talking about cost-wise?
This is where the scarcity mindset just completely breaks. A podcast episode on their platform costs about 10 credits. Depending on your enterprise plan, that's between 10 euro cents and 2 euros.
Hold on, 2 euros. For a finished audio asset.
Maximum.
So we're going from $5,000 to 2 euros. That isn't a discount. That's a paradigm shift.
It is. It changes the question from should we make a podcast to
why haven't we published a podcast for every single feature we have?
Exactly. That allows you to flood the zone.
Which leads us to the killer application for alternative payments specifically. We talked about their core mission, helping businesses sell locally.
Right. To bridge that gap between global sales and local habits.
If I'm a German merchant, I want to pay in euros via my local bank, but I check their site. Most of alternative payments content is in English.
And that is a huge friction point. You're telling customers, we understand your local market, but you're yelling it at them in English. It creates cognitive dissonance.
So the strategy here is what you'd call instant globalization.
That's it, yeah. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. So let's take a case study. Alternative Payments has a great story about a client, Eagle Rider. They do motorcycle rentals.
I saw that one.
And they reduce their transaction fees by using local payment methods.
Great story, convincing numbers, but it's currently just a text blog post in English.
So we feed that URL to the API. We set the parameters to German, French, Spanish, and Japanese. Within minutes, we have native-sounding audio discussions about that case study in all those languages.
Without hiring a German translator or a Japanese voice actor?
Think about the concept of mental availability. If a German CFO lands on your site and sees a button that says, listen to this case study in German, and they click it, and it sounds fluent and culturally appropriate, your trust score just skyrocketed.
It signals competence. It says, we aren't just an American company trying to take your money. We are part of your ecosystem.
It multiplies their total addressable market instantly. You're no longer ignoring the, 40% of the world that prefers not to do business in English, and you're doing it without opening a Berlin office.
I want to pivot to the sales team, because marketing is great, Getting people to the site is great, but eventually, someone has to close the deal. And in fintech, the sales cycle is long.
It is. You're dealing with technical implementation questions. How does the API handle partial refunds? What's the settlement time for DPMax?
Exactly. And usually, the sales rep types out a three-paragraph email that the prospect just skims and forgets. Or worse, they attach a PDF.
Or they send a link to the documentation, which is the kiss of death. Here, go read this manual.
So how do we use the explainer video endpoint to fix this?
The strategy is reducing friction. We use the API to crawl every single one of those technical pages, fraud detection, settlements, API integration. For each one, we generate a 60 to 90 second video.
Is this just a voiceover with some stock footage?
It can be, but the API also supports AI avatars. You can choose a professional presenter avatar. So on the fraud detection page, there's a video right at the top. You hit play, and a presenter walks you through the three key benefits of their fraud algorithm, with subtitles and diagrams appearing on screen.
That's huge for SEO, isn't it?
Oh, massive. Google measures dwell time, how long someone stays on a page. Video creates sticky pages. There's data suggests a page with video is something like 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That's not a margin of error. That's a different game entirely.
It really is. But for sales, it's a weapon. Imagine you're the rep. You get that complex question about refunds. Instead of typing an email and hoping they understand, you reply, "Great question. Here is a 60-second video that explains exactly how our refund flow works."
It respects the prospect's time.
And it ensures consistency. You don't have a junior sales rep accidentally explaining the refund policy wrong because they typed it out too fast. The video becomes the source of truth. It scales the best explanation across the entire sales org.
I want to look at another capability I saw in the documentation, deep research and social listening. This feels like it moves away from just repurposing content to actually reacting to the world.
This is the newsroom strategy. In fintech, things change fast. New regulations, crypto crashes, interest rate hikes, the landscape shifts right under your feet.
And usually a B2B company is just too slow to react. By the time legal approves the blog post, the news is a week old.
Right. But the Auto Content API has a listening function. It connects to X, Twitter and Reddit. It can detect a spike in specific keywords. Let's say the EU announces a new regulation on buy now, pay later schemes.
The API sees the spike, then what? It just hallucinates an opinion. Because that sounds dangerous for a finance company.
No, and that's a critical distinction. It uses deep research agents. Think of them as AI librarians connected to the live web. It goes to the Financial Times, SEC.gov, the official EU press release. It gathers the facts. It checks reputable sources.
So it creates a briefing document.
Then it synthesizes that into a script. The EU just passed Article 12. Here's what it means for merchants using alternative payments.
And within 10 minutes of the news breaking, you have a market alert, audio update, ready to go.
You become the source of the news, not just a commentator on it 3 days later. That builds authority faster than any white paper ever could.
There's a feature here that's a bit sci-fi, and I want to get your take on it. Voice cloning.
Yes. This is powerful, but it requires a strategic touch.
So the idea is that the CEO of alternative payments is busy. They can't run to a microphone every time Bitcoin drops 5%.
But people trust people. They want to hear from leadership. With voice cloning, the CEO records about 10 minutes of audio one time to train the model. Then, that market alert we just talked about, it can be generated in the CEO's voice.
So I'm listening to a podcast, and it sounds like the CEO giving me a daily update, but the CEO never actually sat down to record it.
Correct. It solves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants the CEO's time, but the CEO has no time. This allows the CEO's insight to scale without their physical presence.
Does that feel, dishonest?
It depends on how you frame it. If you try to trick people into thinking it was a live recording, yes, that's a breach of trust. But if you frame it as, here is your daily AI briefing, curated by our CEO, it's a utility. It's about the value of the information, not the sweat equity of the recording.
That's a fair distinction. As long as you label it, it's a service. Okay, we've covered marketing, sales, news, but there's one more area that I think is a sleeper hit for this tech: internal training.
The unsexy stuff, the stuff that keeps the lights on.
Alternative payments deals with compliance, money laundering rules. I'm guessing their internal handbook is about 400 pages long and incredibly boring.
And I guarantee you, nobody reads it until I make a mistake and get fired.
So the strategy is private podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You take those dense compliance PDFs, you run them through the transformation engine, but instead of publishing to Spotify or YouTube, you publish to a private, encrypted feed just for employees.
So I'm a new hire. Instead of sitting in a conference room watching a PowerPoint from 2018, I can listen to the anti-money laundering series while I'm at the gym.
Or on your commute. It meets people where they are. We know audio aids retention. We remember stories and dialogue better than bullet points. If you can get your team to actually consume the training, your risk profile drops instantly.
It effectively turns the company handbook into a Netflix series.
Which, for a compliance officer, is the absolute dream. It breaks down the information silos that trap most companies.
So let's zoom out. We've built quite a machine for alternative payments here. We have instant globalization speaking 50 languages. We have explainer videos closing deals. We have a newsroom reacting to market trends in minutes. And internal training that people actually listen to.
And the underlying theme is that none of this required hiring a new department. It's all software. It's an operating expense that scales down as your volume goes up.
It's the automated enterprise. But I have to ask the uncomfortable question. The elephant in the room. If every company does this, if the cost of creating content goes to zero, doesn't that just create a lot more noise?
It does, and that is the trap. If you just use these tools to spam the internet with generic, soulless content, you will lose. You'll just be part of the sledge.
So where is the competitive advantage? If everyone has the machine, who wins?
The advantage shifts. It used to be that having a camera and a microphone was the advantage. Production was the moat. Now that's a commodity. The advantage is now insight and strategy.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. If alternative payments feeds the API a boring, generic blog post, they will get a boring, generic podcast. It will sound great, but it will say nothing. But if they feed it their proprietary data, their unique insights on fraud, their specific case studies, the API amplifies that brilliance.
So the machine is only as good as the fuel you put in it.
Precisely. The goal isn't to replace human thinking. It's to ensure that your best human thinking is actually heard by the people who need it. Tools like Auto Content API don't make you smart. They make your smart ideas loud.
That is a key takeaway.
Yeah.
It amplifies the signal, but you still have to provide the signal.
100%.
So here is my challenge to you listening right now. You probably have a folder on your computer somewhere full of PDFs, user manuals, FAQs, old blog posts. They're just gathering dust.
They're dead assets. They aren't doing any work for you.
Imagine them alive. Imagine them as a conversation. Don't see them as text on a page. See them as the raw material for a media empire. Because for the first time in history, the barrier to building that empire isn't money. It's just imagination.
And about 10 cents.
Incredible. Thanks for taking this dive with us. We'll see you in the next one.
See you next time.